Autonomous agents could be so much more effective if they learned from every interaction. Think of a librarian who never forgets a detail. That's the idea behind our work on persistent memory and context. We're exploring how agents can maintain information across sessions using vector storage and semantic recall. This approach allows agents to build on past experiences for smarter decisions. A major hurdle in creating effective AI agents? Context. Think about it this way. On one hand, you've got an agent that starts fresh every time, forgetting everything. We can call this the amnesic agent. It doesn't remember past choices, user habits, or even the project's history. Then there's the agent that does remember. The persistent agent learns continuously, storing and using past decisions in every new session. Databases locate information in different ways. Traditional databases use exact matches, like searching a filing cabinet. You might miss related results. Vector databases, though, work differently. They capture meaning, mapping information in a high-dimensional space. Think of it as a master librarian who understands concepts. Vector databases retrieve information based on conceptual proximity, not just exact keywords. This memory architecture prioritizes local control. The agent layer uses the Claude Code CLI, handing off to the integration layer. That layer leverages the MCP memory server. For compute, we're using Ollama alongside Gnomic Embed Text. Finally, the foundation is Coudrant Vector Database running in Docker. The key takeaway is that everything runs locally. This design ensures both data privacy and persistence. Think of a vector database as a highly organized memory bank. It all starts with collections, like distinct project folders. They keep different sets of embeddings separate, preventing any confusion between them. Inside each collection are points. These are the vectors themselves, high-dimensional representations capturing the essence of your data. And finally, each point has a payload, that's the associated metadata, providing extra context. The MCP memory server organizes its tools into three key functions: storage, retrieval, and synthesis. Think of it like this. First, we need to get information into the system. That's where the store tool comes in. It saves new concepts as vectors. The memory hook lifecycle dynamically injects and protects context using six key events. At the center is the Claude Code agentic loop. When a session starts, an automatic search injects relevant historical context. Critically, pre-tool use deduplicates information before executing a store command. This interception point is vital to prevent database pollution, ensuring data integrity. Vector similarity thresholds are key to data handling. Think of this gauge as a decision maker. Anything below 0.8? That's the ignore zone. The system determines the data is too dissimilar to be useful, so it's discarded. Now, between 0.8 and 0.91, that's the linking zone. Here, the system recognizes enough similarity to establish connections between data points. This ensures relevant relationships are captured. Unchecked, a vector database balloons with duplicates, degrading LLM performance as its context window overflows. So, how do we prevent this? We implement a curated memory. Before anything gets stored, a pre-tool use hook intercepts the agent's store command. This triggers a similarity search. This ensures only unique, relevant information is retained. Fail open and fail closed, two distinct error handling approaches in governance integration. Think of it this way. A fail open approach prioritizes data preservation. If, say, our deduplication service fails, we'll continue storing data even if duplicates arise. Better to have duplicates than lose user data, right? Conversely, with fail closed, data security is paramount. Coudrant handles cross-session persistence, syncing state across time. Think about working on something Tuesday, then returning to it Thursday. The memory isn't just lasting, it's synchronizing. So, when launching Claude, historical data is automatically available whether continuing a session or starting new. That continuity is key. Let me walk you through how this practical lab is structured. First, we'll get Coudrant running in Docker. Then, we'll install Ollama and Gnomic Embed Text locally. From there, we'll build a lean MCP memory server and connect everything using the .macpjson file. We'll also implement the hook lifecycle. The goal is to show you how to achieve semantic recall across different sessions, so you can see the complete picture. Ollama's performance is key, right? We found running it inside, Docker creates bottlenecks. It's much better to run Ollama directly on the host OS. Another point, memory rejection. People often get tripped up by the 0.8 similarity score. That's the linking threshold, not the rejection point. Understanding that difference is crucial for accurate assessments. The memory governor integrates by scanning payloads before storage using data filtration. Think of it like levels of access. Public data, level 1, has no restrictions. Internal data, level 2, stores automatically if the agent has capacity. The important one is level 3, confidential, which needs a human to sign off. Knowing this breakdown helps us manage data responsibly. The future is about continuous engineering. We're building an infinite agent. Claude's code, CLI, interfaces with Cadrant Vector DB through hook interceptors. Ollama embeddings also connects with both. This persistent memory fundamentally transforms Claude code. It's no longer a stateless tool. Instead, it becomes a true engineering partner,